a warning from Beijing over security risks in the contested waters. Beijing said that this move by Germany was sending incorrect signals.
中共指责德国军舰穿过台湾海峡。 9月 14日， 两艘德国军舰穿过台湾海峡， 中共军方称这增加了安全风险并发出错误信号。
According to Voice of America, VOA, citing South Korean Navy intelligence, the two ships, the Baden-Württemberg and the Frankfurt am Main, departed from the city of Incheon in South Korea on September 10th, cruising towards Manila in the Philippines. As such, they had to pass through the Taiwan Strait, already a sensitive location for Beijing and other nations, where even U.S. warships sail through only once every 2 months.
据美国之音报道， 韩国海军情报机构称， 德国护卫舰巴登福腾堡号和补给舰法兰克福号 于9月10日离开韩国， 将驶过台湾海峡抵达菲律宾的马尼拉。 台湾海峡对中共和其他国家来说是敏感地带，美国军舰每2个月就穿越一次。
A spokesperson for the German Foreign Ministry said, under international maritime law, it is quite normal that no notification is required in international waters and that you can navigate through these freely.
德国外交部发言人指出，根据国际海洋法， 在国际水域通行不需要通知，而且可以自由航行，这是很正常的。This
transit marks the first time in 22 years that a German warship has sailed through the highly contested strait. The traversal was part of the Indo-Pacific Development IPD 2024, a series of naval exercises and global operations run by several nations that started in May. The exercises are expected to end in December.
这是德国军舰22年来首次通过台湾海峡，是2024年印太部署的一部分。 印太部署是由几个国家发起的一系列海军演习及全球运作，从5月开始，12月结束。The
German Navy named the IPD the most important security operation to bolster its defensive power in the midst of Russia's war in Ukraine.
在俄罗斯入侵乌克兰之际，德国海军称印太部署是最重要的安全运作。
Danielle Caucus, senior fellow at Hudson Institute Center on Europe and Eurasia, said that the transit should not be understated, as it shows German resolve in defense of freedom of navigation and Chinese threats against Taiwan.
哈德逊研究所欧洲与欧亚中心的高级研究员丹尼尔·科基斯表示，这一通行不可低估。 因为它显示了德国在捍卫航行自由方面的决心，以及中共对台湾的威胁。China's
role in supporting the Russian war effort has helped crystallize an understanding in Europe that you cannot divorce transatlantic security from that of the Indo-Pacific, Caucus added.
科基斯补充说，中国在支持俄罗斯战争努力中的角色 帮助欧洲明确了一个认识，你不能将跨大西洋安全与印太地区的安全割裂开。The
German side's behavior increases security risks and sends incorrect signals, Chinese military spokesperson Li Xi said in a statement.
中共军方发言人李希称，德方的行为增加了安全风险，发出了错误的信号。
Li Xi said that the People's Liberation Army had sent sea and air forces to monitor and warn off the German vessels. Beijing's troops in the area would resolutely counter all threats and provocations, Li added.
他还说，中共海军和空军全程监视并警告德国船只，战区部队随时处于高度戒备状态。 将坚决反击一切威胁和挑衅。
Beijing has in recent years engaged in an escalating campaign of intimidation against Taiwan, including through large-scale military exercises around the island.
近几年来，中共加强了在台湾岛周边的军事活动，包括举行环岛军事演习。
In defiance to China's continuous aggression, Taiwan has affirmed its people's choices for their own futures. Last month, the island government's defense ministry claimed that China does not have the means to fully invade Taiwan, saying the communist regime lacks the equipment to pull it off.
面对中共持续的挑衅，台湾坚定地维护其人民选择未来的权利。上个月，台湾国防部表示，中共缺乏完全入侵台湾的能力，并说这个共产政权缺乏实现这一目标的装备。
On September 15th, Taiwan's Coast Guard said it sent ships to keep watch and chase away four Chinese maritime police ships close to Taiwan-controlled Kinmen Islands.
9月15日，台湾的海巡署表示，已再次派出船只监视并警告四艘中国海警船驶入台湾控制的金门岛附近的禁区。金门岛就位于中国海岸附近。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 9.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Black Gardenia and the music.Piece is called Lucky Star, which is from the album also called Lucky Star, released last December. 听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That's China Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，我们到了要为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的专辑欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Black Gardenia 的一首作品，名字叫做 Lucky Star， 希望您喜欢。Inspire me, guide me, my love's beauty and wrap me in arms of moonlit sighs. Inspire me, beguile me, my lucky, my lucky, my lucky. Aplex is a song from Casey and Clayton, and it's called Just Like a Summer Cloud, which is from their album titled The Siren Song, released last December. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Casey和 Clinton 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Just Like a Summer Cloud。 which is from their album titled Murphy, released last December. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Carl Davidson Nine 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Family Portrait。 back to more Chinese music. Next is a song vocal by Chen Shuhua, and it's called 别走得太匆匆 which means don't rush to walk away. 听众朋友，接下来要推荐给大家的是来自陈淑华演唱的《别走得太匆匆》。Today's music section of that Chinese show is a song vocal by Pan Anbang, and it's called 回家, which means go home. And Hershey, on behalf of that Chinese show team, wish everyone a happy weekend and a happy Chinese New Year to you. And please tune in next week at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.各位听众朋友，今天要献给大家最后一首歌曲呢，是由潘安邦演唱的《回家》。那么，何西在这里呢，祝福大家新年愉快，万事如意，祝大家度过一个美好的周末。最后带给大家的是潘安邦演唱的《回家》。
在回家的路上，不再彷徨，不再流浪，想念双亲的慈祥。看街上的橱窗依旧是那凄厉的模样，许多人依然喜欢游荡，但我已不再停留张望。曾经是一只离群的野鸽在天空独自飞翔，如今却盼望能再看到我双亲的慈祥。走在回家的路上，不再彷徨，不再流浪，想念双亲的慈祥。看街上的橱窗依旧是那凄厉的模样，许多人依然喜欢游荡，但我已不再停留张望。回家的路上，不再彷徨，不再流浪，想念双亲的慈祥。
哦，哎呀，哎呀，咿呀，哦，哎呀。
您现在收听的是90.1 FM。